It's nice to know that that rain is coming our way and that we might have as much as 10 millimetres, but it's going to do very little, if anything, to the very parlous state of our dams. Roughly 37% full. That means 27% available. That means if we continue to use water as we are using it at the moment, we will run out of water. Late March, early April. I'm increasingly sceptical of the city's ability to bring on stream new water supplies by the time those dams are becoming nothing more than mud, because the deadlines keep getting put out further and further and further, and the amount of water which is expected to flow from these few schemes, which still have a sort of vague implementation date, not nearly enough to make any sort of difference. Got an email. It's not a new topic. Rainwater harvesting, rain tanks and so on is not a new topic. But I got an email yesterday from Andy, who's a mechanical engineer and is a departmental energy champion for one of the Western Cape provincial departments. Andy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for calling me.
Are you completely off the grid through harvesting rainwater?
What I've done at home is I've put the rainwater harvesting system in, and what I do is I put the water into my swimming pool, which I use as a reservoir, and from there I filter the water and I make it into potable water for domestic use. And for a number of months now I've been off the system, but at the moment we had a very dry 2 weeks, and I was back on the municipal system simply because I didn't want to drain my swimming pool too far at this time of the year. But after the rain we had on the weekend, I'm happy to say I'm completely free once again of the municipal water system, so I'm using rainwater 100%.
But probably, I mean, we've got a little bit more coming and you'll be able to capture. I mean, 10 millimetres of rain, what will that mean to you in terms of litres of water in your capture tanks, which you can then put into your swimming pool?
10 millimetres will probably give something around about 4,000 litres into the swimming pool, and it would vary obviously according to the size of the roof of your house and what area you're catching, but anything from say 3,000 for a very small house to maybe 5,000 or 6,000 for a bigger residence.
But there'll come a time somewhere early middle November where you will have to go back to the city for your water supplies, and that situation will pertain until the first rains come in April, May, June next year.
John, the trick is you need some water storage, and if I've got my swimming pool, it's a small swimming pool, it's got 20,000 litres of water in it, and if I use water at the rate of 200 litres per day, which is what we're using at the home at the moment, I've got theoretically 100 days of water in storage. So if the municipal supply dried up and there was absolutely no rain, I think it should be able to go for 100 days without water. And that's a 20,000-litre pool. Obviously, people with a bigger pool would be able to go longer. And if you haven't got a swimming pool, well, you'd have to buy rainwater tanks, but it's a little bit late now to start buying large rainwater tanks.
And, Andy, what was the complexity and cost of setting up a system which takes that stored water from your swimming pool and makes it usable in the house?
All right. The trick is you need to keep the pool clean in the normal way. Saltwater pools, obviously, no, because you can't get the salt out. But if you've got a normal swimming pool and you use normal HDH, dry granular chlorine, you can then slug dose the pool to keep it nice and clean after each time you have rain. The rain goes in the pool. It'll make it murky. You slug dose it with chemicals, the HDH. And then what you do, once it's nice and clear again and filtered, you take the cover off for a day during when it's nice and sunny and all the chlorine evaporates off the water, and then you transfer that water with a little pump, which costs you 600 Rand, into a tank. And my tank is 1,500 litres. Now, that tank costs you 2,300 Rand from the hardware shop. And then you need a filter plant to go through it. So you need to go through, I go through a 5-micron filter, which is a very fine filter, much finer than the swimming pool filter. And then I've got an activated carbon filter, which takes out any other funny tastes. It takes out the residual chlorine and any other taste in the water. So you've got very nice, clean water. Then what you do is you put in a little bit of bicarb, because the water typically out of the pool would have a pH of about 7. and you want the pH 8 to protect your copper pipes and also to make the water nice for using for washing and bathing and showering and that type of thing. It makes it the water nice and soft. So that's what you do. And then
to take it from your 1,500 litre storage tank into your piping system in the home, so far we're looking at a cost of close to 4,000 rand for the
then you buy yourself a pump, and you can buy the pump kit from the hardware shop. It comes a little pump which is normally around about 400 watts the power the pump needs, so it's a very small pump. It'll pump 1,300 liters an hour, and they come with an automatic little switch which is quite clever, because when the pressure drops, you open the tap in the house, the pressure drops and the pump cuts in, and it carries on running until such time as it senses there's no flow of water because you've closed the tap, and then the pump switches off again. Okay. And the trick is when you connect into the house, you must connect in and have a spring-loaded non-return valve on the municipal main, so there's no chance of you ever pumping water back to the municipality, because they are very fussy about not having your water mixed with their water.
You can use it for everything except making tea, having a glass of water, boiling potatoes.
We drink the water.
You drink the water as well.
The water that you'll get out of that system will be clean. It will be filtered, and in fact, it won't have chlorine. And the family moaned when I went back onto the municipal system, because they said the municipal water's got chlorine in it, and you can taste it. And the municipal water seems to now have more chlorine than ever. So you'll find the water comes out very clear. If you really want belts and braces, you can spend another 2,500 to 3,000 rand and buy a little ultraviolet light unit which fits into the water, and that will make it get rid of all the types of bacteria which chlorine might not get out of everything. But we've been swimming in the pool for 30 years and nobody's ever had any untoward symptoms. So I don't think there's anything wrong with swimming pool water from a point of view of the cleanliness.
Thank you very, 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 very much indeed. I was very interested throughout the conversation, but I stopped being practically involved once he said saltwater pools are useless for this, because I've got a saltwater pool. I'm not going to be able to. It's a 35,000 litre pool, and if his 20,000 litre pool does 100 days, then my 35,000 litre pool would have done around 175 days, nearly 6 months' worth. But it's a saltwater pool.